Welcome to this afternoon's and the last session of the Advanced Patent Law Institute. My name is Michael Adams, and I will be the presiding officer for this afternoon. Our first talk this afternoon is on claiming and patenting AI. We have two speakers. The first, to my immediate right, is Charlene Liu. She's an intellectual property attorney at Haynes & Boone in their San Francisco office. She has extensive knowledge of patents and focuses on patent prosecution and assertion matters. She performs client counseling, portfolio development and management in several technical areas, including AI. And before her career as a lawyer, she obtained her PhD in electrical engineering. And next to Charlene is Hong Shi. She's in here in Austin in Haynes & Boone's office. She is an engineer turned lawyer, and she represents clients in various post-issuance matters, such as inter-parte reviews, and advises clients on obtaining patents and building strong patent portfolios. She co-chairs the firm's AI practice, which produces AI Chats, which is a podcast series covering various technology and legal topics in AI, and she has a master's degree in electrical engineering. Please welcome Charlene and Hong.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to our presentation today. I hope we can lead open discussion about the current technology landscape in AI and also how we are going to pursue our intellectual property rights in this landscape. So here's a brief agenda of the topics we would like to discuss today. We want to first open with several examples of AI-related inventions. And next, we're going to dive into very specific patent topics. Is AI patents possibly enforceable? Because it's considered usually very invisible. And then next, we are going to examine if we are to pursue our AI inventions, which aspect and in this grand framework we want to start with. And next, we'll quickly go over and maybe reminisce some of the discussion we just had with Andrew from Kilpatrick, the eligibility of AI patents as AI, essentially. It is a piece of software. And the last, we're going to have some hopefully interesting discussion during lunch about the generative AI case study.
Yeah, so after discussing the general topics, we will dive into some real-world examples about contents generated by Gen AI, about Gen AI being one of the creators of the products. So you will notice we have used some images throughout the presentation, and this one you are seeing here is provided by Gen AI with the prompt of our presentation's title, Inventing Tomorrow, a guide to claiming and patenting AI creations, which actually also generated by Gen AI.
So starting off the kick off the AI technology, I think we heard about AI all the time. So really, how do we like the quickest way to understand what is AI? Artificial intelligence. It really means artificial intelligence. It's backbone technologies, usually in neural networks. That's the ultimate goal, is to mimic human intelligence. Whereas you see the little circles here in the neural network, they are called the neurons. They are these are data structures. They are supposed to emulate the biological neurons in the human brain. So with this data structure, they are able to process very complicated mathematical operations to really mimic how the biological neurological signals transmit between different cells in the human brain. So have that with that, the neural network will be able to perform a lot of human intelligent functions, like we have already experienced: speech, generating speech, translate speech, visions, recognize images and create images, language processing, and learning new tasks, doing all kinds of data analytics and planning and robotics, for example, like all the intricate controlling and the detection of different robotic functions.